It's just funny.
Make me laugh.
Funny.
Big Papa in the morning. Big Papa in the morning.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
97.9, 105.5. Kiss FM.
Kiss FM, hello.
Gary, good. Got Duff Goldman to talk to you.
All right, man, sounds good.
There he is.
All right, cool. Duff, good morning. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Big Papa?
All right, man.
Are you still, like, looking for a cake?
Yeah.
You don't want to ask any pertinent questions. You just
want to
try to get a cake out of it.
I'm gonna ask all kinds of pertinent questions.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I'm messing with you, man.
All right, it's all good, dude. 97.9, 105.5 KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, from Ace of Cakes on the Food Network, my new best friend, Duff. How you been, brother?
What's up, Big Papa?
Man, I talked to you. You have the book, of course. It's Inside the World of Charm City Cakes. The book is awesome. Everyone knows about the TV show. You're doing music now?
I started baking, or I started a cake shop so I could do music. I've been doing music for, 14 years now.
Oh, wow. What do you play?
I have a bass player in an instrumental band called So I Had To.
So I Had To is the name of it?
So I Had To, and we just had a CD release last Tuesday called Adventure Stories.
Well, that's cool. What's your sound? What kind of music is it?
It's really like it's like a cross between like Radiohead and like Pink Floyd, with like a lot of distortion and no lyrics, and the songs are like 12 minutes long.
So it's almost like a jam band kind of a deal.
Not at all. It's more like everything is sort of orchestrated. Like we write all the parts. There's sort of structure to it. We're a lot more like, I hate to say this, but the songs are sort of structured more like Yes or like King Crimson or something like that. Than you know, Fish, which I loathe. And it was really funny. We all the guys in the band last night were singing the praises of Fish, and I was like, what? It's only what nuts on Fish. I had this sort of visceral.
It's awesome. The band is called. Yeah, it's called So I Had To. It's on iTunes, and go and check. It's literally just like it sounds, except it's all one word put together. So I Had To.
All one word.
All one word. So I Had To. No spaces. Just pop it in there, and you're good to go. And it's on iTunes. You can hit that at CNYKISS.com. It's funny because you do. I had friends that are in bands, and you know, a buddy of mine's the drummer. And, you know, he's going to town, you know, they play for like 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, whatever. And the bass player is, after the show, is always like, oh, come on, man, let's go out, let's do the after party, blah, 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 blah. And the drummer's like, dude, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. the bass guy is just kind of like hang out and nod your head a little bit and go back and forth while the drummer is like working up a sweat in the back.
Totally, yeah. Our drummer's, he's also in a punk band called the Rev 11, so he's like a punk, he's a total punk drummer.
Oh, jeez.
So he's just got like all this like spastic energy, just like nonstop. And actually, after the shows, more often than not, we wrestle.
Excuse me? It's Duff, Ace of Cakes on the Food Network. For all of your cake needs, it's charmcitycakes.com. And last time we talked, I talked about the fact that I'm engaged and possibly doing like a Duff cake, a Charm City cake. And you said if I could hook up some sort of like super sports extravaganza, that we may be able to put this together. Now, I'm not asking for a yes or no. I just want to show you the research and the legwork I've done for you, Duff.
Okay.
Here's what I got, because I know you're a huge lacrosse guy, and I know you're a huge hockey guy, right?
Uh huh.
I found a weekend where I got Syracuse lacrosse and two Syracuse Crunch games, all in the same 2-day span.
No way.
Way. Absolutely.
Wait,
way.
The Crunch with the big, like, the Ice Gorilla.
Yes. The Crunch with the Ice Gorilla and Syracuse lacrosse. Against Georgetown, no less.
So are you gonna? So you're gonna plan your wedding around getting me to come up there?
I'm totally gonna plan my engagement party around getting you in Central New York. We can hook up.
All right, I'm in.
Give me
a center ice and see if you can get me on the field for that Syracuse game. I'd love to see that.
Here's what I'll do. I'll call Mary Alice and I'll work out the details.
Work it out.
And we'll get you up here if you want to do like a book signing at the Barnes & Noble here or something. We'll set it up. And she said that she likes the ginger green tea flavor. That's what she
said. Mary Alice's favorite is the cardamom pistachio.
I'll tell you what, I was checking out the website. Of course, it's charmcitycakes.com. Your flavors are amazing, dude.
Hey, man, we don't skimp. But here's the thing is, like, you know, if we're going to go through this much trouble to decorate these things, they got to taste it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything from pumpkin cinnamon to the red velvet to what's the most popular flavor?
I'd say pumpkin chocolate chip, our carrot cake. I'd say, you know, we do a five-tier wedding cake. Every tier is a different flavor. And for probably every wedding we do, there's carrot cake.
It's absolutely amazing. Again, charmcitycakes.com is the website. Again, we're talking to Duff, Ace of Cakes on the Food Network. So I Had To is the name of the band. Check that out on iTunes. And the book is called Ace of Cakes, Inside the World of Charm City Cakes. You can find that all over the place as well. I saw you on the Iron Chef over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yes, you did.
Dude, did you request to do that? Did they come to you? How did that work?
I was at Food Network, and I was in Bruce Idell's office, who runs Iron Chef. And I was like, Bruce, come on, let me do it. He's just like, can you cook? I was like, yeah, thank God. I've been cooking longer than I've been baking. And he was just like, all right. And he's like, you know, he kind of, you know, checked out some stuff. He was like, all right, you can do it. I'll let you do it. He's like, it's no joke. It's not like the cake challenges where they're just like, you know, completely fixed. You
right.
know, and, you know, the production's terrible and like the judges are lame. Like Iron Chef is like a real hour. It is a real culinary competition. There is no monkey business whatsoever.
Now, did you?
And it was awesome.
Did you? I mean, and did you know what the ingredient was going to be? Did you have any planning ahead of time, or was it really, hey, here's the ingredient, go?
You don't know. They seriously, like, I was like, come on, they have to tell you. You don't know what it is. Mike, I think, you know, like, Mike Simon, like, they might tell the Iron Chef a few days beforehand, but you don't know what the secret ingredient is. I promise. Like, people are like, there's no way that you can't not know what you're going to make. And I'm like, no, you do not know what you're going to make.
I tell you what, you held your own, dude.
Hey, man, I'll roll with that. Like, here's the thing is, like, now that I see how the thing works and how the hour works and how the kitchen's set up, I want to go back. I want to go back and I want to take Mike Simon and I want to make him my little bitch.
Yeah, that's all right. So you want to rematch against Simon? You don't want to take on anybody else. You want your revenge.
Me and Simon are really good friends.
Oh, cool.
So it's, you know, if we're gonna battle, it's always gonna be fun. Where like if I battle like Bobby, like Bobby and I are friends, but not like me and Mike. If I battle Bobby, he would just like put me in the ground and like, you know, not let me get up kind of thing. Or like I don't even want to think about battling like Mario. Like that would just be scary. But like Michael, you know, I mean, Michael kind of, you know, he'll take it a little easy on me. I mean, he's not going to roll over for me, but you know, he won't. He'll beat me just by not by a lot.
Yeah, it's like going against that kid from The Incredibles in a race. You know, he'll win, but just by enough to make you work for it.
Just enough, yeah. But no, I mean seriously, like it was a straight up head to head battle, and I was like, you know, Mike and I were talking beforehand, and I was like, listen, Mike, seriously, win your A game because I'm gonna try to beat you. And he was like, all right, you know, like that's what I want to hear. You know, I don't want to, you know, make a joke out of it. I'm like, no joke at all, man. I mean, I was like, you know, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna laugh, but you know, I'm gonna try to beat you,
dude. That's like, cool. That's awesome. I can't wait to see round two. I hope that happens. Now that you've dipped your toe, and that's what I like about you, Duff. The fact that you don't care. You'll go out and you'll, you know, go outside the bounds of what people think you are, just because you think it's cool, and just because you think it's fun.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's like, why not? You know, it's like, man, the opportunity is there. And people are like, oh, you're going to go on Iron Chef. You're going to get killed. You're the cake guy. And I'm like, are you kidding, man? How many people get to go on Iron Chef and compete? You know what I mean? Like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing experience. Like, we walked out of there, like, screaming and yelling and freaking out. I mean, like, you know, didn't really help that I was, like, totally wasted by the time we left. They gave me, like, 4 shots of whiskey and 2 beers, so I was kind of... And nice. I don't drink, so I was really drunk.
It's Duff Ace of Cakes on the Food Network, charmcitycakes.com. Go to iTunes and download the new EP, So I Had To, No Space, It's All One Word, and, of course, the book, Ace of Cakes, Inside the World of Charm City Cakes. And, you know, I'm going to call Mary Alice. I'll try to hook it up. Guess where I'm going tonight, brother? Syracuse, UConn. I'm doing it up tonight, man.
Oh, man. You know, I'm going up to UConn soon to do a Q&A and a lecture and bring him a cake.
Well, I'm gonna call Mary Alice and we're going to hook it up because I totally can hook you up with, like, hockey and lacrosse. Those are your bread and butters, man. I'll see if I can hook that up.
Oh, yeah. I love to see you. Syracuse game is so cool.
I cannot wait. It's Duff, everybody. Ace of Cakes, charmcitycakes.com. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM.